Amanda Miller Littlejohn here, conversations to help you build your brand, pursue your passions, and package your genius.
I'm super excited to chat again today about Q4 of 2015. It's upon us. So today was the first day of school here for my tribe in Washington, D.C. My sons, Logan and Connor, are rising second and third graders, and we're super excited for a fun year of learning, and I'm trying to kind of get my bearings after them being away for most of the summer. Shout out to my in-laws in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks so much for taking the boys this summer and giving me much needed break. But getting back into the groove of things, going to school, dropping the boys off, starts to make me feel and get into that mode of back to school again. I don't know if you do the same thing, but I almost want to go out and buy school supplies for myself. So I want to go buy new pens and new Sharpies and new Post-it notes and different little things for my office because I get into that back to school spirit as well. So if you are like me and the fall kind of gets you excited and you get a little boost of energy or pep in your step, there are a couple of different ways I want to share with you to maximize that energy and close out the last and final quarter of the year strong. So now that Q4 is approaching, we still have a month to go yet, but I want you to be thinking about it because it's coming. But now that it's approaching, I want you to review your New Year's goals. Where are you with your goals? You know, many people make their goals list. People who came to my brand strategy intensive in December, we charted out our year. And if you don't really have an accountability partner or a team to help you keep things moving and in motion, it's easy to let things fall by the wayside. So the first thing I want you to do is to pull out that New Year's checklist, review your goals, and find out exactly where you are, because there may still be some time to hit a home run, to get some points up on the board and get some things done that maybe you had forgotten about. Number two, pull out the vision board. So I don't know about you. Vision boards are not really native to me. I like the concept, but I've never been the type of person to cut out magazine photographs and post them on a piece of poster board. It's just not me. I tried it this past year. I did it with my kids. They made their own vision boards, and I tried to make one too, but it ended up stuck behind a door somewhere, and I never really felt like that board captured who I was. However, I have a vision dry erase board that I keep in my home, and my husband and I update it from time to time. We reflect back on it because I have a list of the different things that I've done, I'm currently doing, and the things that I want to happen in the next year or so. And a funny thing happened. I was looking at some of the notes that we took earlier in the year, and a big goal that I had for 2016 has already been put into motion. And I won't disclose it yet because I want to wait until we're a little further along and closer to it. But I'm super excited because I hadn't even put anything out there into the universe except for on this dry erase vision board, and opportunities are starting to come my way. So whatever you use to capture your vision, if you have a board, if you maybe have a vision book, or like me, you have a dry erase board, go back to it and see what has happened, because that can give you a nice little boost when you think about the progress that you've already made. Okay, so number four, I want you to think about what are some quick wins that you can get in the last 3 to 4 months of the year, especially when we're talking about building our personal brands. I talk to you guys a lot about getting media interviews, speaking, getting on stages and sharing your brilliance more widely, and even launching a product or service, as I spoke about in my boot camp, Package Your Genius, Define and Develop Your Signature Product. So what can you do? 4 months is actually a long time, right? It's just September. It's almost September, so we've got 4 months left. You can get a ton done. You could host an event. You could secure maybe even 2 media placements. You could speak at a conference, or at the very least, you can put out some feelers now for conferences that you want to speak at in 2016. Last but not least, think about what are some of last year's regrets. This is an interesting point. I know for me, at the end of the year, I always look back too late. Like, I wait till the end of December and I'm scrambling to look at my old journals or my vision books or whatever I've written down my goal list in. And I think, oh, I meant to do that. I didn't get that done. Or, oh, I, you know, had a plan to put that into place at the beginning of the year, but it totally fell through the cracks. This is a great time to do that now. Preempt that feeling of regret. Go ahead and see what fell through the cracks last year. That maybe, you know, the timing is right for you to do this year. So you have fall ready for you. Maybe maximize that and get some things that you didn't get done last fall. Get those on the calendar now. So let's finish this year strong. This was your end of the year, fourth quarter finale checklist for you to get your brand moving and in motion. And this is Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Thanks for joining me for Conversations to help you build your brand, pursue your passions, and package your genius. Join us online at AmandaMillerLittlejohn.com.